Good morning, this is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September the 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight ABOT prices for December corn down 3.25 cents at 354¾. December wheat down 5¼ cents at 558¾. And November beans down a nickel at 949¾. We had some pretty good rains in Illinois last night, quarter inch or so pretty much across the whole state. Eastern Iowa caught a little bit of a drop of rain, but not much. But with prices as high as they've been, was not much of an excuse to sell it off, but that's what they did. I'm not sure these rains are going to do a whole lot of good. They will to some extent. We've seen that before. Back in 1983, we had good Labor Day rains that saved the bean crop out there. But these were not great rains. We're not expecting more rain in Iowa until Tuesday, and then it's another week of dry weather there. So I think the analysts have certainly been cutting back their yield estimates. I agree with that. I still think there's some good corn and beans out there, but I think we're really kind of chewing into this yield for whatever that is. We get the report a week from Friday, which should give us a little bit better clue on how these crops are handling everything. We did not see any export announcements this morning, so the market will be a little bit disappointed with that. There's been plenty of talk about La Nina conditions expanding in South America. They've got Brazil under a watch for potentially hot and dry weather in their growing season this year, and the same thing for Argentina. If that comes to fruition, it means that we've got a major bull market here, no question about it. But, you know, pinning your hopes on forecasts for 3 months from now, you might as well spin a roulette wheel to try to get the same kind of results. Overall, I do see La Nina down there, but you know, how long is it going to hold? Things have been changing quite a bit down there, so I certainly wouldn't pin my hopes on a La Nina, though it's something to keep in the back of your mind if you're selling grain. You might want to reorient with call options. So without the export sales this morning, with no rains, I would imagine the market's going to open lower, stay lower. We need to have these RSIs, the relative strength indexes, kind of catch up to each other out here. Right now, the beans are still at 77, which is pretty high. We backed off a little bit here, but not much. So we'll see where we can go here today. But I would imagine we'll be under some pressure. The dollar's back up 42 ticks to 92.72. So that'll be a little bit negative as well. If you have any questions, give us a call at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.